obedience. Contentment then comes from cultivating love in the fellowship, cultivating diligence in the habit of rejoicing. Thirdly, contentment comes, and this is really very similar to what we've been saying, contentment comes from learning to accept less than you're due. It comes from learning to accept less than you are due. This whole deal in our culture about rights, everybody wants to talk about their rights, is destroying our entire society in almost maniacal egotism and self-centeredness. Everybody wants their rights. If you violate their rights, they're going to sue you silly and try to extract from you every dime they can get as compensation for some violation of their rights. Everybody thinks that they can define for themselves what they are due. But that is the opposite of how true contentment comes. Those people are never content when they get what they think they want. I want you to notice verse 5, first statement. Let your, and the NAS says, forbearing or forbearance, spirit is in italics because it's not, that word itself is not in the original. The King James says, let your moderation be known to all men. The word is epiakes. And it is sometimes translated sweet reasonableness, which is a wonderful way to translate it, really. You could translate it your generosity, your magnanimity, your humble willingness to be disgraced, your humble willingness to be treated unjustly or mistreated. Without hatred, without bitterness, without retaliation, without self-justification, without even discontent. It is a kind of meekness and gentleness in the face of hostility. It doesn't talk about its rights. This is the attitude of Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:1. It says, I, Paul, urge you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I think one of the most amazing things about Christ is that he was willing to take less than he was due. Wouldn't you think that's true? Well, he was due absolute and total worship as God. But he was willing to accept far less than he was due with a meekness and a gentleness that really is astonishing and exemplary. That's what he's saying here. Let all people, let it be known to all people how humbly, patiently, enduringly